Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Wow, what a crazy morning already. My mind has been everywhere. So you want to take a ride with me? Please do join in. All right, let's actually read the gospel, because that is what kind of spun my head into a little tizzy. I'm reading it on my laptop. Sorry if you're hearing some beeps here. Okay, Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me my trespasses, as I forgive those who trespass against me, and lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." Powerful words Jesus speaks to his disciples today. And I felt like he was speaking right at me because my mind was all over the place in my mental prayer, my holy hour this morning. I was like a little ricochet rabbit. And I'm sorry for those who don't know that. You can go on the internet and look up ricochet rabbit. But I was bouncing all over the place. And I kept pulling myself back in front of God. I did not pull out of the hour. I stayed through. And some of it was actually babbling to God. I just kept talking. And then I would pull myself back and I would just be like, just be silent. One of the verses that I pull myself back into when I am, you know, when something makes me scared or afraid, like, today, for example, my husband sends me a stock quote and he's like, "The tech stocks are going down." Of course, I get this whoosh of fear that kind of goes through my body because this is like our retirement. And he is not, I'm more tolerant for not making decisions in a place of fear. And he is intolerant for risk. So he actually said yesterday that, you know, we should sell it. And so, needless to say, yes, fear, anxiety, worry, that kind of stuff just comes. It's not like I sit here and I don't have a moment of that overwhelm me. And so when that does happen, though, I need to pull myself back to God. And I say this verse, "Be still and know that I am God." So while I sit in my prayer, and if I get edgy and I need to move or I want to be walking around or I just can't be still, or my mind can't stay still, or I'm worrying too much about what's the stocks going to do, you know, like, be still and know that I am God. So I found that quite personal. The living word really spoke to me today about the babbling and just chill out. And then, of course, the forgiveness piece, because I have a feeling there are a lot of people out there during this Lenten walk who are not forgiving themselves. You're not forgiving yourself. You're not loving yourself when you fall. And when he says you must forgive men, you're a man or a woman. Did you guys see that thing that happened on the United States Senate floor or something in Congress? I don't know what the event, what was happening, but they closed down with a quote unquote prayer. Amen and a woman. I just thought that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So sorry. Sometimes when I say amen, I think about that. All right, let's go back to forgiveness, because we're going to talk about all the kinds of forgiveness that we must do. So cut yourself some slack. God loves you. God is happy that you're trying. And if you fall, God really wants you to learn why. So don't just make this a, if I do it, I'm bad. If I don't do it, I'm good. Make this a, what is happening? Why am I doing this? Don't just make it a, well, I just don't have the willpower. I can't stop doing this. Maybe make it personal. Whatever it is that you are working on during this Lenten season. Maybe tie staying away from that temptation or whatever it is that you're doing to something, so that every time you do or don't do what you do or don't do during this time, right? Whatever it is that you've agreed with God, that you can make it meritorious to save souls for your kids, for your spouse, family, friends, right? Toward the world. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's get on to forgiving others, because we don't have too much time here. But that's really important, that we as individuals with God, walking with God, actually learn. Because we're children and we should learn the right from wrong. We should learn why we fall. We should learn if there's triggers in our lives. If there are things that we know, if we do this, most likely X, Y, or Z is going to happen. At least that's been the pattern. So maybe, I don't know, call me crazy, but maybe you shouldn't do it because it'll lead to X, Y, and Z. Even though that one initial thing may not be a sin, but you know somehow it leads to that. So try to be purposeful in the way that you live today. Pay attention to your body, to what's going on around you, to your spirit, and learn. That's what the examine is all about. At night, if you are not examining your day and what happened and where and how you could have maybe done things differently or realized, ah, that was God and I didn't even pay attention. And remember, the examine at night is not a scorecard. It's not to beat yourself up of how badly you did during the day. It's an opportunity for us to thank God for enlightening us, for showing us where we need to improve, or where we need to call out to him, or where he was in our day. And then there's forgiving others. And that can be really hard, especially if you have been deeply hurt and betrayed. And if that is the case, then you need God. God needs to change your heart, because we cannot do it ourselves. And some of you out there might be like, well, yeah, I never prayed to God to help me forgive before, but I forgave that person who hurt me really bad. No, you didn't. I'm sorry to say, but no, you didn't. That was a grace from God. Maybe you were trying to forgive and God gave you that grace. But when you have God's forgiveness, you truly don't just quote-unquote forgive that person, but you wish the best for them. You begin to pray for them. You start to love them. It's a very different forgiveness than just not having that disdain in your soul when you think about that person. And so, yes, forgiveness is something that we need to ask God for. It's a beautiful gift. And when it comes, because it's come for me, you've heard this story many times, and I'm not going to repeat it, but I will tell you, a family member for decades that I pretty much hated, and a work professional peer who became my boss and then fired me, I had some major issues. And for again, decades with my brother, and for a good year with the other person. And only when I went to God, and it took months, did that finally dissipate. And now I think, wow, what an amazing God you are. What a grace. And then there's forgiving the world and the people in the world that may not hurt us directly, but may hurt our view of the world, our moral fiber that we have in our body that we feel is the right and the wrong, the truth and the just. So we have to extend, Lord, I forgive all these evil people out there, and pray for them as well. Because what we don't want to do, as I mentioned yesterday, we don't want to feed evil by being upset, being angry, holding on to resentment. These are the things that they feed off of, and that we give them power. We don't want to give them power. We want to have God be the bright light in the world, not the darkness overcoming it. So the faster that we can put these issues, like forgiveness, into God's hands and rest assured that He will take care of it, we can go out and be that light, be that love to people. Small acts of love. Keep going to my YouTube channel. It's 40 days. It's probably going to be longer than that because it's going to go all the way up to Easter. It's going to be every day. Who knows if I even extend it, but the bottom line is, watch them all. Small little acts of bringing God's love to the world. Not just love from you, but people know God is in that mix. It's like 40 days of little evangelization steps, you know? So go to my YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the bell or the black bell. That's all. And I also want to say, if you're also having trouble in life in general, professional, personal, spiritual, please do not hesitate to reach out to me for faith coaching. I am digging it. I am loving it. I am meeting so many fantastic people across the globe. Just brought a new mentee on from Australia. How cool is that? Love it. And we figured out a time that works for us. 6 a.m. for her, 2 p.m. for me. Different days, but it works. And men and women. So do not hesitate to reach out. I would love to walk with you and help you keep Christ in the center of your life, pivoting around all of your decisions, everything, all aspects of your life. It's wonderful when we keep God in the center. Okay, everyone, let's work on forgiveness. Let's reach out to God to help us change our hearts, soften our hearts, and love men. Love our brothers and sisters in this world. Because nobody's perfect. People make stupid mistakes. People also might want to intentionally hurt us. But we can forgive. It doesn't mean that we need to be best friends with these people and restore these relationships. We just forgive them for that act. It's a different kind of gig there. Alrighty, everyone. Soften my heart, Lord, please. You know what? We're going to pray right now. I'm already over the time, so we might as well keep going. Just briefly, because I want you all, you know, you hang up the podcast, you'll say, oh yeah, later I'll pray to God to help me forgive. And then you don't. So we're going to do it right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Jesus, we need your help. We need your help to heal our hearts, our hurt, betrayed, broken hearts that are holding on to resentment and pain. Help us let go and love our brothers and sisters, especially those who have hurt us deeply. We need your mercy. We need your healing to come into our lives, into our hearts. Change our hearts of stone to a heart of flesh. Lord, I ask you now in my silent petition to help me forgive. Thank you, Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go forgive, go be light, love, and joy. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.